All right, so I'm reading my email yesterday, having my coffee, and I get this this email from Chris Begala at BegalaMcGrath.com. It says, hell has officially frozen over. So I open it up. I didn't exactly know what I was going to be reading, and there it is in the Houston Chronicle. Mr. Begala, they have endorsed Mitt Romney for president. Yes. I almost fell right over. What's going on here now?
Well, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what to believe. Read the editorial, and quite frankly, whoever penned it did a fantastic job. They laid out what Barack Obama had promised, what Barack Obama didn't do, and then they laid out what Barack Obama has done to this region and Houston in particular, treating it with contempt, you know, mentioning NASA, you know, obviously the treatment of the oil and gas industry. They did a great job of laying out that this country needs new direction. So, yes, the Houston Chronicle actually got it right this time, and we need to put this into the archives. Repeat, the Houston Chronicle got it right. The words just came out of my mouth. Next, we're going to say Metro is an efficient operation.
Let me go to Jim McGrath. That's why I want to get these guys on. James, is it due to a complete lack of circulation that they are now beginning to realize that they've got to put things in the newspaper that actually make sense?
You know, Matt, for 44 years before 2008, the Chronicle had actually endorsed Republican presidents or Republican candidates for president. So I think they were returning to form. What we had in 2008 was more of an anomaly. But I think a lot of newspapers, editorial boards were taken with the rhetoric of then-candidate Obama, hope and change. Obviously, it hasn't panned out. And unlike the Cleveland Plain Dealer and the Tampa Bay Tribune, the Chronicle has seen that they were wrong in 2008. So kudos to them and their editorial board. I think it's a new day over there, and I think our region's going to be the better for it, for sure.